Mr. Chairman and friends, some years ago, in fact it was quite a few years ago, not so very long after I returned from India, as related the day before yesterday, some years ago I had a friend, quite a good friend, who was in the publishing business, and the firm to which he belonged, the firm for which he worked, specialized in the publication of popular books, in fact whole series of popular books, on the wisdom of the East, the various Oriental spiritual traditions. And of course, one of his great preoccupations was finding and publishing books that would sell, as sometimes publishers, like other businessmen, admit in their more candid moments, they're not in it for the good of their health. So my friend's preoccupation also was making sure his books would sell. And he told me one day that if he wanted to make quite sure, if he wasn't particularly happy about a certain book that he was going to bring out, well, there were various ways, various methods, not to say technical tricks of the trade, to make sure, to make quite sure that the book would sell. And one of these ways, he told me in a confidential mood one evening, was to insert the word secret or secrets into the title. Because if you did that, if it was the secret of this or the secrets of that, people would be sure to buy that particular volume. It would sell, and sell well. Perhaps this word secret or secrets appeals to our natural curiosity. I had at about the same time, perhaps a little later, another friend in the world. And this friend was in the world of advertising. And he let me into a few trade secrets too. And he said that when advertising a product, he tried, as often as he possibly could, to introduce the word new. Because this was a word, he said, which people seemed to find really fascinating. If you can say that a product is new, that's quite sufficient. You don't need to say that it's better than the previous product or some other product. People assume that if it's new, it must be better. This friend incidentally specialized in advertising motor vehicles, especially large trucks. Well, we are also concerned with what is new. In the last lecture, which was, you may remember, really a talk, I spoke about the nucleus of the new society. And we saw that that nucleus is a spiritual community, is an order, which is to say, a fellowship, a spiritual fellowship of spiritually committed people, spiritually committed individuals. And in the course of that talk, I described how and why I came to start the Western Buddhist Order and the Friends of the Western Buddhist Order. I gave a description of what they are and tried to explain, tried to make clear in what way they are the nucleus of a new society. tonight we're also concerned with the new. We're concerned with a blueprint for a new world, which is the fourth and the last of the four things that the FWBO has to offer the modern man and the modern woman. You may remember, those of you who've been attending all these lectures, you may remember that the first thing that the FWBO had to offer was a method of personal development. The second, a vision of human existence. And the third, as I've already reminded you, the nucleus of a new society. And all these things, these three things, the method of personal development, the vision of human existence, the nucleus of a new society, all these things have something in common, which is that they all actually exist. We have them, here and now. There is a method of personal development. In fact, there's a whole family of such methods, and people are actually using them, actually having recourse to them, actually benefiting from them. People find that they do work, that one can, that one does develop. And similarly, there is a vision of human existence, a vision seen by the Buddha and his enlightened disciples, a vision of which even ordinary people can have, do have, from time to time, a glimpse. And as for the nucleus of the new society, that exists very concretely indeed. We may say that a part of it, at least a small part of it, is here, in this hall, tonight. But what about the new world? What about the blueprint of the new world? Does that exist in the same way? Do we have it here and now? Well, we have to admit it doesn't exist in the same way. If it exists at all, it exists only in imagination. It exists only as a dream. And tonight's lecture, therefore, differs very much from the three previous lectures. In those three lectures, the FWBO offered something which actually exists. But in tonight's lecture, it'll be offering something which does not exist, or offering something which, if it exists at all, exists only in the future. So tonight I shall be, as it were, using my imagination, not to say dreaming. But of course, the imagination has its uses. Even dreaming has its uses. What we imagine today, we may execute tomorrow. And the dream of the night may become the reality of the morning. So, let me imagine. Let me dream. And we may find that we are closer to waking, closer to reality, than we had thought.